Hey, hey, now welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. It's a new day, and guess what? There is an opportunity to do something new and something different. But let me tell you something. You all have just shown so much appreciation for a previous message, the five F's that are keeping you from being financially free. So much so, you have sent me letters. You are asking questions. Everybody's gone to asklynn.org. And then you also started to give me some more F's. And I'm prepared for those F's. But first, I want to share this very special message. I hope this lady is listening right now, because I promised her that I would talk about this in today's broadcast. She says, "Dear Lynn, I am 72 years old and I'm in a financial situation. I've been listening to your radio program, and like you said, I'm just fearful from having done what I thought was the right thing, and I still ended up with nothing to show for it. I'm just ashamed at my stupidity. But rather than going through all of that, I just want to know, how can I get out of credit card debt? How can I get out of this financial situation? I have stripped myself down. I'm afraid. I'm alone. I'm just a mess, and I don't have any way out." First of all, let me just say this to everybody. Everybody has either had a money problem, is having a money problem, or will have a money problem at some time in the future. So there is nothing to be ashamed about. We have got to end this silence. We have got to stop suffering alone. We are in this together. We're in this together. So in light of this message, and there were so many, but this message is basically a culmination of all of the messages. Everybody has something going on. People are getting divorced. They're breaking up. Their children are crazy. Everybody's going left, right. Nobody knows what they're doing. They're upside down and all around. So today I'm going to talk about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. Now, we talked about the five F's, okay? I've got more F's that will keep you from being financially free. And I think this together will be a blueprint for how you are going to address the things that are showing up in your life every day. Now, I want you to be clear. I'm going to teach you how to invest in the stock market. I'm going to bring on the millionaires. But right now, we are creating millionaires. You are beginning your millionaire journey right now, today, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And in order for us to get these dollars in order for us to get this money straight, we got to get our minds right. We got to be in the right mindset. We've got to get our energy right. We got to get our spirit right. So I'm going to talk about the more F's that will keep you from being financially free. Now, we already talked about feelings. We talked about family. We talked about friends. We talked about food. And we talked about fun. Now, here's the next F that will keep you from being financially free. And it is called fear. You see, the Bible says that God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. There are so many of you who want to do something different. There are so many of you who want to step out on faith. There are so many of you who have a dream, a business you want to start. You want to go back to school. You want to ask for that raise. You want to get out of that relationship. But fear has crippled you. Now, if God did not give you the spirit of fear, then who did? Where'd it come from? It certainly didn't come from the creator, the maker of all things. It certainly did not come from the source that gives us all power. It certainly did not come from any place that's good. So right now, I want you to tap into your goodness. This fear is not the final answer. So I don't care how long it's been. I don't care if you're 72 or 102. It is never too late. I remember one of my very first clients when I first started talking on the radio, and I was successful in the mortgage business. And it was a husband and wife in their 70s, living in Evanston, Illinois, ironically. I went to Northwestern University in Evanston, Illinois, and ironically, they lived in Evanston, Illinois. And he was a retired police officer, the husband, and the wife was retired as well. And they wanted to buy their first home, but they had been fearful up until the day they called me. Let me tell you something. It is never too late. It is never too late. My friend Russell Simmons always says, you can't fail until you quit. So now is not the time to quit. And do not let fear be your final answer. There is a solution after fear. Okay, so you're afraid. I've been afraid of a lot of things. Let me tell you how I got into the entertainment industry. I was a corporate executive working for one of the world's top financial institutions. I was the golden girl. I had an initiative that had done $3 million over a three-year period. And I took the initiative over when I started working for the company. I was a regional vice president. And I took over the initiative, and the initiative did $36 million in my first 9 months. Okay, my first 9 months. So I ended up running the entire all of the initiatives for the company, all of the emerging markets and minority programs and LGBTQ and Hispanic and African-American, Asian. I ran all of it. So I was the golden girl, and I went to the planning meeting. I went to the annual planning meeting, and my boss asked me what was I going to do for the next 5 years of my life. And before I not the next 5 years of my life, but the next 3 to 5 years in my division. But I heard it as my life. And before I knew what I was saying, because up until that moment, I was afraid, I said, I'm going to spend my life helping people remove money as a barrier to God. I believe if money is out of the way, we can gain these relationships that will give us power and that will eliminate and extinguish fear. So fear is not the final answer. There is something after fear. There is action after fear. There is life after fear. And there is love after fear. You have life after fear. So the harvest is here. The time is now. It is your season. And the reason is because you deserve it.
Give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits. Lynn Richardson and New Wealth University is giving 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program. The Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program will give you 2 full years of unlimited access to all of Lynn's online classes, books, boot camps, master classes, and webinars. So give yourself the gift of wealth with no limits with 50% off on the Platinum Wealth Ambassador Program, available on LynnRichardson.com.
Let's talk about real estate, real estate, real estate.
Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You've seen me on Good Morning America, The Breakfast Club, and WVON. I'm so excited about sharing with you the Home Buyers Club. It's time for you to get the home of your dreams. No credit, no problem. Low credit, no problem. No down payment, no problem. I am excited about you getting a piece of the American dream. Join the Home Buyers Club today. So what's the action of the day? What's the word of the day? The word of the day is this: God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And when you choose to extinguish fear, so we're going to be talking about all these F's, and one of them is fear. When you choose to extinguish fear, then you will have the power to live out the life that you see for yourself. You know, MC Light, she's always on here on the show. She's not here today, but she often likens herself to water. She talks about being unstoppable. It's the title of one of her books. And she says, you know, I'm unstoppable. I'm like water. Water will get where it's trying to go. Water will go over, under, around, through. It will seep in, and it is going to do what it wants to do. So that's what I want you to do. I want you to extinguish fear with water, and I want you to be like water. I want you to go around the problem, through the problem, under the problem, over the problem. Let me tell you something. Just don't quit. It is your season. The harvest is here and the time is now. You're going to speak what you seek until you see what you say. We're talking about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. All right, we're dealing with more F's that will keep you from being financially free. We had the five F's that will keep you from being financially free. Now we have more F's that will keep you from being financially free. I have another message. You all have gone to asklynn.org. You're asking me questions, and I promise to get to as many of them as I possibly can. And this request comes from a wonderful lady who is just really trying to get out of the situation that she's in. And she says, Lynn, I'm a single mother. I have been struggling, trying to take care of my children, trying to buy them things I cannot afford. I am tired of faking it till I make it. Can you please help me? Okay, this is a big one. This is a big one, all right? So the five F's that'll keep you from financially free, they were feelings, family, friends, food, and fun. Now we have fear. Fear will keep you from being financially free. Fear does not come from God. God has given us a spirit, a power of love and a sound mind. So the next F that will keep you from being financially free is faking. Faking. Fake it till you make it? Mm-mm. No. Now, let me just start with this. The only person you can be is who you are. Let's just start there. All right. Because we've talked about love. We've talked about truth. And now we're talking about power and a sound mind. And when you are yourself, you have power and you can think clearly. If you're trying to be someone else, you will forever be trying to figure out what should I do? Where should I go? How should I say it? When I first came into the entertainment side of things and I started helping celebrities run their businesses and I started, being the chief operating officer of companies for Russell Simmons and MC Light and all these other kind of folks, you know, they wanted me to go into and not them in particular, but they wanted me to start educating people financially because at one of my very early events when I first started working with them, you know, I spoke at the Hammerstein Ballroom. I pulled off my ponytail. Everybody got up and they fell out. They said, oh, my God, she's so good. But when we started talking about doing radio and television and, you know, more things in public, a few people asked me, you know, can you tone it down a little bit or can you? And I said, no, I cannot. If I cannot be myself, then I can just sit at home and eat some popcorn or something. I don't know what to tell you, but I cannot be anything other than myself. I tried it. We shot a pilot for a TV show and they didn't want me to be too rambunctious with the people. So I had to kind of act nice and my children were looking at the pilot like, that ain't even you, mama. No, that is not you. So faking it. Faking will keep you from being financially free. You have to be who you are. And here's the other thing. Trying to keep up with the Joneses, okay? Or the Williams or the Robinsons or the Richardsons or whoever they are. Faking it till you make it, trying to spend money. We've already talked about this, but let me just be very clear. Rich people stay rich because they act poor. And poor people stay poor because they act rich. And poor people stay poor acting rich in front of other poor people, which is really crazy, okay? That's real crazy, right? We act rich in front of other poor people who don't have any money. Come on now. And then the rich people don't even care. They will walk around with the same pair of gym shoes, the same baseball hat, the same old, pair of jeans and so on and so forth. Now, yes, we like to look nice when we go outside. We like to look nice when we go to an event. However, we don't have to spend money that we don't have faking it, trying to get there. Okay. So faking it is not going to get us in the space called financial freedom. Now, act the way you want to be. I say that all the time. Act the way you want to be, and sooner or later, you will be the way you act. I acted like a millionaire long before I became one. I acted like I was free, long before I was actually in my freedom. I acted, I walked the walk, I talked the talk, but I didn't fake it, okay? So there's a difference. I tell people all the time, you wanna be a motivational speaker, start speaking. You wanna be a teacher, start teaching. You wanna go out there and help people, start helping them. You don't need permission. So act the way you want to be, and sooner or later, you will be the very thing that you're acting like. When I made the decision to finally come out of hiding, yes, they had to pull me out of hiding because I had been behind the scenes in the entertainment industry for so long. And I said, okay, I'm going to start helping people. I do this event every year called the Wealth Experience. We haven't done it since the pandemic started, but it's me and MC Light, and we've had Faith Evans, and we've had Erica Campbell and Sheila E., and we've had all these great women. But we also have, everyday women, like men, come to the Wealth Experience as well. At first it was just women, and then they started bringing their significant others, and so on and so forth. So at the Wealth Experience, everybody's the same. The celebrities are not on stage and everybody else sitting down looking up at them. We're all in the same classes. We're all learning and teaching and bonding and building, friendships and partnerships that last a lifetime. So at the Wealth Experience, I spoke about finances. I had not spoken in probably 6 or 7 years. And everybody came to the front of the room and they said, oh my God, your book changed my life, and so on and so forth. So once I decided to get out there, I said, okay, I want a TV show. And guess what? God was like, use your phone. That's your first TV. Everybody who want a TV show, pick up your phone, turn on your camera and talk. Because whatever you have in your hand, whatever device you have right now, that is your first source of communication. Some of us are waiting on a blessing, but the truth is we actually have the blessing right here. You don't have to wait for somebody to give you a TV show. Act like you have a TV show right now. Get up every day, put your little makeup on or whatever, comb your hair, or fellas, cut your hair, do whatever you're gonna do. Turn on your iPhone, get your little stand and talk. Okay, tell people what you want to tell them. Put your stuff up on YouTube, and let me tell you, YouTube is paying some big money. YouTube is paying big money. YouTube, TikTok, all of them, okay? So act the way you want to be, and sooner or later you will be the way you act. But guess what? We're not faking anything, okay? Faking is over. Faking is, that's in the past. We're leaving broke behind. We're leaving faking behind. We're going to stand in truth, and we're going to stand in authenticity. We are talking about more ifs that will keep you from being financially free. We had the first five. You got to listen to them on another broadcast. But this one, that broadcast was It Takes Two. Okay, so for those of you who are following and you are trying to learn and you're in class and you're trying to get yourself together, that was It Takes Two. That was the five F's that will keep you from being financially free. And now we are talking about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. And the first one today is fear. The next one is faking. Okay? You can't afford it? Don't do it. The end. I had to have that conversation with my children. I went from spending $2,000-$3,000 a kid at Christmas time, clothes, toys everywhere, to the year that I changed everything. It was 2007. I changed everything. And I spent $150 on all three put together. All three put together. And I made each one a scrapbook of all of their life milestones from when I was pregnant with them until that age. And they spent that quality time looking and enjoying those scrapbooks that day. And it showed me that there are priceless things. So we are no longer going to fake it with money we don't have. The harvest is here and the time is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. Okay, we're talking about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. We talked about feelings, family, friends, food, and fun. And today we talked about fear. We talked about the first five on the It Takes Two show. So for those, because I'm getting a lot of folks saying, I want to go hear the other show. You can hear the other show. You can go online and hear the show. You can hear it multiple times, as many times as you want, because I know we want this stuff to sink in. But today we're talking about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. The first one was fear. The second one was faking. That is not going to get you free. Okay, we want to live in truth. Remember, we talked about truth and love. The next F that will keep you from being financially free is fault. Fault. F-A-U-L-T. Fault. Finding fault with everything. Let me help you understand this. Everything that has happened to you is not everybody else's fault. Some things happen to you that other people did, but guess what? You knew something was wrong. You know, the Holy Spirit, that's what I call it, but some people call it their gut, some people call it their instincts, their intuition, their sixth sense, or whatever the case may be, but you knew something was wrong. You knew that your boo, who turned into a who, what, when, where, why, how much, you knew he or she was disappearing and there was no explanation. You knew that someone who said they wanted to borrow some money from you, you knew they weren't going to pay it back because they didn't have a job. Okay? There are some things that we have been involved in that are a lesson. I always say, God, teach me the lesson so I can get the blessing. But if you spend your time pointing the finger at everybody else all the time, saying that everything is everybody's fault, when are you going to learn the lesson? I remember let me tell you, I talk about the feast or famine syndrome. We can talk about that too. Those are some more F's. Okay. Going from feast to famine. But right now we're talking about fault. I was always in a situation where I either had a whole lot of money or I had no money at all. And it didn't matter how much money I had. It didn't matter if I got a bonus, if I got a tax refund. I want you all to hang around because on Tax Talk Thursday, we're going to talk about taxes. We're going to talk about tax deductions. We're going to talk about all the things that you could do. But when I got my tax refund, I was broker after the refund than I was before I got the refund. Okay. After I got the bonus, I was more broke after the bonus than I was before the bonus. When I got the extra paycheck or whatever it was, so I kept showing up in all of these situations. So, you know, we'll say, well, you know, I had everything set up, but then a family member broke my car, or my car broke down, or this, that, and the other. Let me help you understand something. We have got to take our power back. And the one way that you can take your power is to stop pointing the finger at everybody else. Life is 10% what happens to you, and it's 90% how you respond. How am I responding to these situations? How am I involved in the bad breakup? How am I involved in the breakdown of the friendship? How am I involved? You know, one of the things, and we talked about fear. Fear cannot be your final answer. Some of you will not allow your business to grow because you are fearful of hiring someone because the last person you hired didn't do right. But I always say to people this, you have to inspect what you expect. So just because you hire someone and you train them doesn't mean they're going to do the job like you said on Monday. Doesn't mean they're going to do that same thing on Friday. You have to inspect what you expect. You have to coach, teach, and lead. And to whom much is given, much is required. So yes, you have to oversee that thing. I want to be on sabbatical right now. Let me tell you, I just want to go to Bali or somewhere, anywhere. And I just want to be at peace. But guess what? I've got to inspect what I expect. I have businesses. I have TV productions. I've got a radio show. I've got TV stuff I have to do. And guess what? I asked for it. So now I have to be in it. It's time for us to get in our stuff and stop finding fault with everybody else. If an employee did you wrong, guess what? You hired them. You hired them. You're the one who hired them. I've had people do wrong. I've had people work for the company and basically be just flat out disloyal. But at the end of the crying, at the end of the tears, and at the end of my rant, I had to say, Lynn Richardson, you're the one who hired them. You're the one who let them in. Okay, so stop letting people in and then finding fault with them when perhaps the lesson is yours to learn to make a better decision. And this is applicable to our money. If you never have any money and it's always somebody else's fault, the kids, you know, needed this or the kids needed that. There was a time I was traveling a lot. And when I would get home, I would be very tired. And so my youngest child, you know, the baby in the family, they always got some drama. So my youngest child, let's just say she's a bit of a rebel, Nat Turner cat type revolt. You know, she was always getting in trouble at school. Anyway, this child, she called me one day because she left her lunch at home. Now, I'm never home. So you get that lunch when I'm not here. But all of a sudden, now that I'm here, you're leaving your lunch at home. So the first day I got up, and I went and I took her to lunch. The next day she left the lunch again. Let me tell you, I said, you're just going to be hungry today, child. You are going to be hungry. She never left that lunch again. So sometimes we are finding fault with other people when really we need to stop allowing a codependent situation to coexist. Codependency is when two people get worse together. My sister and my sore ward, Dr. Vicki Johnson, says that in her book, codependency is when two people get worse together. So stop finding fault. Take your power. We're talking about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. We're talking about fear. Fear is not your final answer. We're talking about faking. Act the way you want to be, and sooner or later you will be the way you act, but no faking it. And we're talking about fault. Take responsibility. The harvest is here. The time is now. Hi, I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America, The Steve Harvey Show, or Get Up Mornings with Erica Campbell. Guess what? Did you know you can get your money back if you hire your kids? You can get your money back if you go out to eat? You can get your money back if you go on a vacation? Well, guess what? In my book, Get Your Money Back, Tax Deductions You Never Know About, I'm going to teach you how you can get your money back with your home-based business legally, ethically, and all with the permission of the IRS. Just go to AskLynn.org. Okay, we're talking about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. And the beautiful thing is we have solutions. We have solutions. So I'm going to read another message that came in. Everybody's been going to AskLynn.org. Just really excited about this topic because it's giving us a blueprint for how to handle the things in our lives that are impacting us every single day. And so this message came from someone in South Africa, as a matter of fact. And the message says this. It says, Dear Lynn, I want to quit my job. It's frustrating me. All I do is fight every day with my employees and fight every day with my supervisors. It's giving me headaches and I'm about to burn out. Okay, so here's another F that will keep you from being financially free. We talked about fear. We talked about faking. We talked about fault, finding fault. This F will zap you. This F is fighting. You cannot be free if you're fighting every day. You cannot be free if you have to fight your significant other every single day. You cannot be financially free if you're fighting your kids every day. You cannot be financially free if you're fighting your parents, your sister, your in-laws, your friends, your associates, your enemies. You cannot become financially free fighting all the time. And some of us wake up fighting. Some of us have had situations in our lives that may have caused PTSD. We've had trauma. And for that trauma, I pray over that and I speak peace into your life. But listen, I remember about 15 years ago, and I was one of those people, I was always talking about everything that happened to me because I grew up in the projects and, you know, I witnessed domestic violence and all those things. And so here I am, a grown woman. And every time I do something that I'm not supposed to do, I blame it on my childhood. Okay, well, you know, I grew up and I saw domestic violence. And one day, a very wise woman who I love and respect to this day, she says, so what? Let me tell you, my face fell on the ground. She says, so what? Okay, so that happened to you, but that doesn't mean you have to come fighting us every single day because of what happened to you 20 or 30 years ago. And it changed my life. I was always defensive. I was always, on the attack. If I felt like somebody was saying something to me, then I'm going to say it back. I'm going to say it first. I'm going to have the last word. And now I am still pretty verbal. I'm the one in the group, but I'm a leader as well. And so I'm responsible for, you know, fixing things that are wrong and so on and so forth. But back then, my energy was wrong. You see, energy is like money in the bank. Once you spend it, it's gone. You know, money will work harder for you than you can ever work for it. You've heard me say that. Money will keep growing and growing and growing. But people say time is money. Let me tell you something. If you don't have the right energy, your time will be wasted. If you don't have the right energy, if you don't have the energy of love, of truth, of peace, and of joy, doesn't matter how much time you have. Because your time is going to be compromised. And if your time is compromised, your creativity is minimized and your bank account is going to be empty. Let me say that again. If your energy is out of order, your time will be compromised, your creativity will be minimized, and your bank account will be empty. Okay? You need good energy. I get up most mornings. I wake up because I live in Los Angeles, and I wake up most mornings somewhere around 3 o'clock in the morning. People are like, what is wrong with you? Let me tell you something. It's 6 p.m. It's 6 a.m. on the East Coast. I watch the stock market. You think I'm about to wake up at 7 o'clock and it's 10 o'clock on the East Coast and everybody has already made the best stock trades of the day? No, I'm going to get up early. But guess why I also like to get up early? It's my best energy. I am creative. I can think outside the box. I come up with new businesses. So your energy cannot be compromised because you're always fighting. Let some stuff go. You know, overlook some things. Learn. I know they get on your nerves. I remember telling my daughters, because they're smart. My oldest daughter went to Harvard when she was 15. She graduated from Northwestern. My two youngest daughters are at Howard University. And honor roll students and so on and so forth, dean's list. And they go out into the world and they write incomplete sentences because I, you know, basically forced them to. They could never text me in short text language when they were 9 and 10 and 11 years old because they did not know how to write a college paper yet. And so I said, listen, when you go out into the world, everybody doesn't have what you have. Everybody is not as gifted. Doesn't make you better than them, but stop getting frustrated. Stop fighting. All the time. The five F's that'll keep you from being financially free will be compromised by these more F's, and fighting is one of them. The harvest is here. The time is now. Don't turn that dial. We have to take a break. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I'm your host, Lynn Richardson, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. And that means you. All right. Now, we are still talking about more F's that will keep you from being financially free. We are creating a blueprint. See, when you start to put these things in your new financial DNA and you start to identify, when am I operating in fear? Am I operating in my feelings? Is this a family situation? You will then have something to go to so that you can make new decisions. Because remember, we have a lot of undoing to undo the doing we have done. So, yes, again, more F's: fear, faking, fault. Fighting. Stop fighting. Stop fighting the world. Stop finding fault with everything. Stop. Let me tell you something. It is much better to flow with life than to fight against it. Now, does that mean that you settle for less? Does that mean you never stand up for yourself? No, it does not. What it means is if you cooperate, you know, here's something that I can share with you that really best describes this. I am somewhat afraid of water. Okay. Not that much afraid, but somewhat afraid of water. I cannot swim for long distance. So I would be, in a bad situation if I ended up in the ocean somewhere and had to come and swim. But here's the deal. If you find yourself in a body of water and you know you cannot swim, if you stop fighting the water and if you completely relax, if you completely let go and you just lie flat on your back, you'll float. Now, I'm not if there's a hurricane or a typhoon or, you know, something else major going on with the water. But the truth is, If you just let go, you will float. Now, hopefully you can kind of ease your way and ask God to float you to the land. But the point is, when you stop fighting, you can float and you can allow God, you can allow the current, you can allow the wave of life to move you to your next destination. When I was on food stamps, I stopped fighting. You know, it was in the middle of one of the worst recessions in history. It was 2008. The real estate market flipped upside down. My home was in foreclosure. Now, mind you, I had already filed bankruptcy in the 90s. I had paid that one off. And so here I was starting over again. I had changed my financial habits. I had learned how to stop living beyond my means. I was spending less money. I was getting more money. But guess what? The world hit me. The economy just crashed. Okay. So, you know, at that particular time, you know, I told people, listen, stop being ashamed of being broke, because at that time it was almost cool to be broke. Everybody was broke. Everybody was going through something. Many people were dealing with a financial issue during the recession of 2008. So I had to file bankruptcy again. I got over my tears and crying, because guess what? I was fighting to pay creditors that I did not have enough money to pay. I was putting good money into old situations, trying to get to the next level. And guess what? It was not working for me. So you want to stop fighting. You want to float. I started just moving with it. I got my food stamps. I had enough food to eat. And guess what? In due time, my breakthrough came. The harvest is here and the time is now.
I'm financial expert Lynn Richardson. You may have seen me on Good Morning America giving financial advice. When you get my freedom package, you get the 21 days to financial freedom and how to start a home-based business. See you in class.
Okay, we got to work on this thing. More F's that are keeping you from being financially free. We had fear, faking, fault, fighting. Now, this one is going to shock you. Here is an F that's keeping you from being financially free. It is the word free. Let me explain this to you. Everything is not free. On this path, on this journey where you're trying to go, trying to get to the next level, you're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to put your own money into your business. And if you don't have any money to put into your business, go back and get the DoorDash money. Go get the Uber Eats money. Go add up all of your DoorDash and your Uber Eats from last year. I dare you. You probably have a Fortune 100 company sitting right there in your lap, but it's all been given away. So it is about strategy, and everything is not free. You know, when I first started working in the entertainment business, I had an opportunity to go and speak at an event that changed. This event changed my entire life, but it didn't just change my life. It changed the trajectory for wealth for my entire family, for my entire family. Now, remember when I said I started in the entertainment business because I was at a planning meeting during my position in my position at in this corporate company. And I said I was going to spend my life helping people remove money as a barrier to God. I feel like if money isn't in the way, you can develop a relationship with God and then the money will follow you anyway. And I got on the plane on the way home from that meeting and I opened the magazine and I saw Get Your Money Right. It was a huge event that Russell Simmons was, you know, responsible for, his company, his foundation, the Hip Hop Summit Action Network. And I saw Common and Gabrielle Union and Jay-Z and Beyonce on the stage. And I saw Susie Orman. She was the financial expert and she's a friend of this station. We love her. But I felt like that's supposed to be me because I can speak
to African-American people. I can speak to people of color and I can use words that she cannot. I can come from a different perspective because I've been there. I've done it in my community and I understand black broke. Okay. I understand what it means. See, some people say, well, Caucasian broke is different than black broke. Let me tell you something. I understand our broke. And so when I got the opportunity to go to this event, I had to spend my own money. People say, well, you know what? They can pay your way. No. Everything is not free. Freedom isn't even free. Okay. If you want to be free, you're going to have to give up some things. If you want to be free, you're going to have to give up some habits, some people, some food. You're going to have to give up some clothing. You're going to have to give up some activities. Freedom isn't even free. It's going to cost you something, right? And when you go and you speak to a professional, you go to the attorney is not selling chicken. The attorney is selling advice. So when you go speak to an attorney, you have to pay for that advice. Okay. So we want to understand that even the word free will keep you from being free if you think everything is free. Okay. So we're going to talk about this. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. Guess what? Knowledge is not power until you put it into action.
You have been listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. I want you to follow me on social media at Lynn Richardson. Follow this show at Lynn Millionaire. Go and get help at asklynn.org because I want to help you take it to the next level. Guess what? I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.